Severe drought conditions extend up and down the East Coast, and the lack of water is of particular concern throughout the Catskills, potentially affecting everything from tourism to fire safety to the delivery of fresh water to New York City. The almost snowless winter has New York City's environmental protection officials monitoring every bit of climatic data in the watershed, including current precipitation levels and forecasts. DEP Commissioner Carter Strickland admits there could be drinking water supply issues.
It's too early to say that we have a supply risk, but it is dry, and you can see that.
Jim Thompson is tourism director for the Delaware County Chamber of Commerce.
I'm concerned about stream and reservoir water levels. The New York City DEP is about to open the Papaktan Reservoir up, and along with several others, to canoe and kayak access. If the reservoir water levels drop dramatically, it could have an impact on that.
There may be consequences beyond recreation and tourism. Water temperatures are also warmer than usual. Ron Urban, president of the Catskill Mountains chapter of Trout Unlimited, notes the balance of nature has been upset.
We're three, maybe even 4 weeks ahead with our bug life, which fly fishermen, we concentrate on for fishing for the trout. The problem is that a lot of our streams and rivers, and I traveled this weekend over towards Binghamton and back, and they're at June levels or mid-June levels. And, of course, with the unseasonably warm weather that we're facing and been facing, including today where it's supposed to hit in the low 90s, this warms up the rocks that are already visible and so forth in the stream, which warms our streams up faster. And if we don't get more cool water to come down there by some rains and lower temperatures at night, the fish population are going to suffer with warm water.
On top of those problems, we have red flag conditions that create explosive potential for fires to spread. Jim Thompson remains optimistic.
I truly believe that at the end of the day that everything will even itself out, and we'll get some rain.
And although there may be rain in the forecast, climate specialists say we need a steady, soaking rain, not a short downpour, to revitalize lakes and streams and restore proper levels of the water table. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.